Jesus died to make us free, and that's a reason to smile. Today, Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. To our friends around the world, thanks for coming back. It's what's sure to be an out-of-sight adventure musically. I'm Daniel Britt here with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Kevin Williams, Woody Wright,
good morning,
Amber Neeland,
hey everybody,
Gene McDonald,
hey,
Tori Taff,
oh I've missed that,
and Bill Gaither,
oh dear,
haven't missed that.
No. You know, my guests today are smiling big and singing loud. Hey, this is going to be good.
This is the way we're going to start it, Bill, with Thank You, Jesus, from the whole Homecoming group.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Cause you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Cause you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. You've been my father. You've been my mother. You've been my sister. My brother too. Because you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. You've been my father, you've been my mother, you've been my sister, my brother too. Because you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way.
A mighty long way.
You've been my bread.
Stephen Hill kicking things off and all the homecoming friends. Hey, right now it's Bill, Mark Lowry, Jonathan Pierce, Guy Penrod.
Vocal band.
Well, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
I will turn
the lights from heaven on my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Where you know when I'm right. You know when I'm wrong. You know where I go, Lord. You know where I belong. You know what I do. You know my secrets too. Lord, search me, touch me, cleanse me through and through. Oh, search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Please search me, Lord.
Search me,
well,
Lord.
Now as I turn
the lights from
heaven on my soul. Well,
if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Well, you know all of my thoughts. You know my every deed. You know where I go, Lord. You know just what I need. If there's something there that I'm not aware, Lord, take it, move it, keep me in your care.
Search me, Lord.
Search me, Lord.
Well, now as I
turn
the lights from heaven on my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole. From heaven on my soul. Well, if you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I want to live right. I want to be saved. I want to be whole.
Oh, I know what that means.
Well, 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 we have searched high and low, near and far, deep and wide, to find that perfect word, encouraging you to learn it and then to use it. And today's word of the day, here it is, friends and neighbors, imprimatur.
Okay, say that again.
Imprimatur.
What?
Imprimatur. Is that right?
No, it's not right. I think it's pronounced imprimatur.
Oh,
imprimatur, is that right?
That's different.
Now, if you'll direct your attention to my explanation,
the imprimatur
was the very first tattoo machine. Not a lot of folks are familiar with this. How many tattoos we have in the room? Okay, that's what I thought. This technology inserted ink, dye, pigment, and paint into the dermis by means of a sewing machine needle with a bobbin and a whole lot of hurting going on. Yeah, the imprimatur was responsible for tattooing the Bible on a man's back, actually. It took over 5 years, and they didn't even have room for Malachi and some of the minor prophets, Psalms 119. But the imprimatur disappeared entirely from society following technological advancements and, of course, the invention of lawsuits. Is that right, Tori? Did I get that right?
Well, that was just almost it. It actually means approval, as in the board gave its imprimatur. What do you, how'd you call it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that.
I'm still waiting on my envelope
to
from
the building
Bill.
Project.
It's okay.
I love that, Kevin. That was perfect.
Here's Ivan Parker and all the homecoming friends live from London.
I was drowning in life's river, the trials and tribulation. I was praying for rescue from my desperate situation. I was feeling mighty hopeless. I thought I would surely die. But out of nowhere came a heavenly lifeline and came through right on time. When he's on time. Time. I don't have to worry, don't have to die.
facing a mountain of decision. I was lonely and confused in my desperate condition. Well, I prayed, Lord, and I prayed. I knew God would hear my cry. For every time I ever called his name, he came through right on time. But he's on time, yeah, every time. Oh, my God, it's on time. He's on time, every time. Oh, my God, it's on time. Don't have to worry, don't have to doubt. I know the Lord is gonna work it all out.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
We're back on Homecoming Radio with a lot of your homecoming friends, even in this room today. What's up next, Daniel?
Well, Gene McDonald's in the house. And,
yes, sir.
And Gene. Oh. Wonderful moment when you and Angie got together and cut this song.
She's a great singer and got a good heart. It's just a great song. So I had the opportunity to sing it with her.
And you blew her away on this. She talked about it for weeks.
Yeah. It was fun. I'm humbled that I got a chance to do it. So,
if I could help somebody.
It was fun. I'm humbled that I got a chance to do it.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. No, my living shall not be in vain. No, my living shall I
not to be in vain. Ladies and gentlemen, Gene McDonald.
If I can do my duty as a good man ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abrupt, if I can spread love's message as the master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Oh, my living shall not be in vain.
Some cheer.
Spread some cheer.
There are Hollingsworth family here on Homecoming Radio, sitting here with Bill Gaither and several of his friends and a few people he just met. And, and we're going to go to some of our listener lines because we value what you have to say.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
I hear you in Latvia, Europe, every week. Your songs and humor give me hope and encouragement in a very bleak life. I know thousands of people over here who listen to your songs on YouTube. Wow. Bless you. I couldn't make it without you.
Yeah, YouTube is a big way to reach folks. Joe says, I am a fan of Homecoming Radio. I hear you in Kenya. You believe that? Also wow. Watch you all the time on YouTube. Here again. The songs are a major blessing to me. Please keep the music coming.
Bill. That's great.
We love your emails. It's just homecomingradio.com.
That's the way to do it.
And we'd love to hear from you. Gordon Mote produced the last Vocal Band record. He's simply a genius. I said to him, I love the old hymn, Man of Sorrows. Can you take this and do something special that the Vocal Band could sing? This is his arrangement. Man of Sorrows, the Gaither Vocal Band.
Man of Sorrows, what a name. For the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Song we will sing, hallelujah.
What a savior. Our goal today was to assure you that everything is going to be all right. And please believe it and be encouraged. We hope we have done that.
Hey, we've put so much good information right at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online. You can download our smartphone app. You can see all the dates and times and places for future Gaither concerts in your area. Also, different events, cruises, all the happening.
And get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to our social media and Facebook pages. And you can leave us a note.
You can leave us a note right now at homecomingradio.com.
Tori, over 50 radio stations that air Homecoming Radio and just in the state of Colorado. Stations like KELS, KFTM, KTDX, KMKZ, KSXT. All of our Colorado buddies, we say thanks and salute.
What a segment. We've had so much fun today. See you next time.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.